This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Paul Johnson, the CEO of Power Metal Resources, joins me today on Stockbox on today when they have released an RNS on their Kalahari Copper Belt joint venture. Now, this is a 50-50 joint venture with Kavango. And Paul, you've identified seven targets from AEM, which you've been testing with soil sampling and geological mapping. And it looks like you've got some positive results here.
Oh, yes, but I would say more than positive, to be honest. The results that we've been finding from the soil sampling work, which we've been undertaking to validate, confirm some of the AEM targets on the ground, and two in particular with Acacia and Marula. The results that we've been finding have been exceptional, and we are thrilled, to be honest, because the information that comes out of the soil sampling will be used to delineate drill targets, and we'll go drilling as soon as the environmental management plan is approved locally in Botswana.
Okay, so you say Acacia and Marula are now the high priority targets. What do you think you might have got there then to make them high priority for further exploration?
Okay, so we're going after large-scale copper-silver discoveries. And I say discoveries because, you know, when you have seven targets that emerge from the AEM work, that's airborne electromagnetic geophysics work, you have a fair amount to go at. And you do this work over a period of time, and you make sure that once you've got your geophysical targets, you get onto the ground and do as much as you can to validate those targets. So we've been doing soil sampling, and we're looking for zinc anomalies in the soils and copper anomalies in the soils to validate what might be conductive metal-bearing targets under the surface. We've got some really, really strong copper grades coming out in the soils and zinc grades in the soils. And those areas of copper and zinc anomalies in the soils seem to marry up perfectly with the structures that are coming out from the AEM work. So you're checking yourself, basically. You have an image of what you think the structure is below the surface from the geophysics, the target conductors. You do extra work with the soil sampling. If you're lucky, you get some decent results. In our case, we've got some precise and high grade results in the soils. We are absolutely delighted. Acacia, which is the circular target at the north of the project, and Marula, which is a bit like a ruler, underneath, which extends for 12 kilometers now. We know we have 12 kilometers of anomaly that needs to be tested with drilling. It's open at both ends of the ruler, so it could be a lot bigger than that. It could. We have to do the work to check it. We've got plenty of drill targets in there. We've got plenty of evidence that supports that we've got a mineralized, well, we know we've got mineralized system in that ground. We just need to check with the drill to see if we've got an economic deposit. And of course, we're optimistic.
Okay. Now, talking on optimism, I read in the RNS that Power Metal and Kavango are seeking large-scale copper-silver discoveries, and without question, the progress to date is even better than expected. That's what you say. Why do you say that, Paul?
Well, because with exploration, you hope as you move along through each of the steps, you know, whether that be a helicopter with a boon underneath firing signals into the ground to get you these kind of targets, or whether it be ground operations where you're conducting soil sampling, you're hoping to build a picture, gather as much evidence as you can to support the drill program that's ultimately having to come to validate the targets and check if something, if the metal is there and if the economics are there to build a mine. And we did this back in 2015-16 with Metal Tiger and MOD, where we were looking in the same area, just I think circa 35 kilometers up the road, following a similar exploration methodology. And back in Q2 2016, where we found the T3 large-scale copper-silver deposit. We're following that methodology here. I have to say that my optimism that I had back in 2015 and particularly early 16 with regard to the chance of success of us finding something was quite high. And I find myself in a deja vu situation here because the optimism that we have in the joint venture that we'll find major copper silver discoveries in the Kalahari Copper Belt just down the road is equally high. Well, actually, it's more. I feel more positive now than I did back then, which is great.
Okay. I was going to ask you, does it feel similar? Because you have indeed been here before. And I think now you must be at a very serious but also very exciting point in this project's development as drilling is being planned fairly soon. Is that right?
That's correct. As soon as we can, really. We go through all of the processes, the regulatory processes and the preparation processes, including the environmental management plan, which needs approval locally. Do all that properly, and then we get drilling as soon as we can. This is not we'll get the approvals and then we'll wait a few months. This is we will drill as soon as we can. And we're at that interesting point from a market perspective as well, because if you look at the stock market in the junior space at the minute, there's not an awful lot of enthusiasm for junior resource companies. And we kind of had that back in 15, 16, I recall. I remember thinking back then that, you know, investors have now got lots of information about the Kalahari Copper Belt projects that we had with Metal Tiger MOD. The information is in the public domain. Surely the market will realize what is available here if we are fortunate enough to strike with our drill programs that are upcoming. But back then, and it's quite similar now, the market's reluctant, really. You know, people are a little bit reluctant to invest. They're waiting for further information. And I would say to people, it seems you know, from our perspective, the quality of information in the public domain now about the potential of the South Ghansi project in the Kalahari Copper Belt, held in joint venture between Power Metal and Kavango Resources, the quality of the data is immense. It's absolutely clear that we are onto something highly interesting here. And whatever the market conditions are, if we are fortunate enough when we go to drill, that we strike a major copper silver discovery in our project, it will change our companies from a valuation perspective, probably from a strategic perspective and all sorts of different angles. But it will certainly dramatically increase the inherent value of our companies. And we are just on the cusp of that drill program moving ahead.
Okay, well, I look forward to catching up as and when the drills start turning. But for now, Paul Johnson, the CEO of Power Metal Resources, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.